as we say, about this stage of the season, you are playing one of the bottom teams struggling for survival. It, can they be, you know, the toughest games playing those teams that are around the bottom?
Without doubt. I think there's a lot of the time they're the hardest games. There's a couple of reasons for that. I think expectations, one. I mean, you look at them and think, oh, well, they're down there, so we should just turn up and beat them. I mean, certainly that'll be the outward perception. That's certainly not the case. You know, I think over recent weeks, the teams that Sunderland have got results against have drew with Middlesbrough. They beat Fulham in December. So they've got good players. I mean, if you look at the squad that they've got, I think everybody before a ball being kicked would have expected them to be in a much better position than what they're in.
Are you surprised they are where they are, even after the manager change as well? It's just not quite happened for them.
Yeah, sometimes there's just something fundamentally wrong somewhere, and it's really, really difficult to put your finger on, because if you look at the collection of players they've got, the majority of their players have played in the Premier League. Do you know what I mean? To sort of find them in the position that they're in, it really is baffling.
What do you expect from them then this weekend?
I expect to see a team that's fighting for their life. I expect to see a team that, obviously, Simon was here in the past, who's no longer there, but Aidan was here as well, Tyrese Browning was here. So there's a lot of ties and connections. And as you've seen in the sort of Teesside derby, when the game comes along, they've got a lot of big players that have played in big games, so they tend to raise their game. I thought probably one of Sunderland's best performances was at our place. You know, it was a really sort of tight, tough game. And I'd expect certainly the lads who were here the last time to be up for the game and try and make it as difficult for us as possible.
Yeah, it looks as though it's going to be a decent following as well from the Preston fans, up to maybe 2,000 travelling down there. That must help the players out when you go to these big stadiums like the Stadium of Light.
Yeah, I think it's worked hand in hand this year for us. I think that the fans have recognised how well the lads have been doing and how hard they try. And equally, I think as the seasons wore on, we've became a bit closer and closer. Do you know what I mean? In terms of, we appreciate all the support and the backing that we get. They're coming in more and more numbers as we travel away because of how well the lads have been doing. And as I say, I think that they end up, there's an expectancy for both. So we expect to have a good following because we're doing well. And the fans come and expect us to perform well because we have done for the majority of the season. So, it's a good position to be in.
Good luck.